We're a fairly consistent hockey club. You know, they pushed hard in the third, but certainly through the first two, we were pretty darn consistent. Start right through it, shift after shift.
You scored the six. A lot of people are going to focus on that, but how much did you like it?
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, proud sponsor.
You just turn us over to the hardwood floor guy. All right. I'm sorry, where were we going with that?
You scored six, of course, that we could talk about that. But how much did you like the TV?
Very much. I thought most of it was driven from that. We weren't chasing the game as much. I think we just skated a little bit better. I liked our first two games maybe more than I let on. I just didn't want to sound like you're happy about losing hockey. I didn't think we were that far off playing Wally. This is going to be a good, tight, very probably seven-game series. I mean, it's a grinder. So I liked our game. I think we skated a bit better. But I wasn't as down on the first two.
So, Paul, what's the mindset after that first period? That might have been one of the better periods you played all season, and yet you're still down a goal. Any discouragement that you sense from your team?
No. Right? So you like what you see, and you just want to keep doing it over. The only challenge there is, you know, we basically get down a goal because we're trying to break something that doesn't open, that's not there, and we take a penalty, and then you're down for that. You're watching early in the second for those cracks, those signs where you start running secret plays because you know you've had a bunch of chances that didn't go for you. You're down, and we didn't do that. We stick with a pretty basic, pretty fast game, and good on them. They hung in long enough to score some goals.
So is maybe, besides the goal itself, is one of the best things to happen how you scored that first goal then? That just a shot from the point that finds its way in?
Net front, simple. The best part about that goal is that everybody gets a piece of the win now. Each line had goal scorers and had important piece. You want that good team feeling. You're always excited when one guy breaks a game opener, has a big night, but it's so much more powerful when everybody gets to enjoy it. Oh, we had worked on it, Dustin Byfuglien. All of that is based on who's coming out of the box next. Will you go to, so Buff's in the box, wanted a left-hander. We've run a version of that before. Get him excited about the series. Get him feeling good. You know, your confidence is in any sport, but certainly in the playoffs, it's a critical piece to get as many people feeling good about their game early. We didn't put a lot of pucks in the first two, so you're worried that, or you're aware that you don't want to start looking like we're squeezing sticks or, again, running secret plays because what you're doing is not good enough to score. You've got to find a different way. Some pretty basic hockey to put the puck in the net.
Coach, to follow up on that a little bit, Patrick kind of struggled towards the end of the season. He only had one goal, like maybe 50.
Yeah.
How important has it been for you guys to have him score basically three straights to start this series?
Well, there's going to be two pieces to this answer. The one, any single goal in a playoff game is huge, right? So I can't overstate how important it is. But the far more important thing with Patty is what has happened to his game in the last 2 months. He's a viable, powerful NHL player. I mean, he on the 4-on-4, he goes in, finishes a check, comes out, reloads high, goes back down, gets lost, and that's just all good, smart hockey. He's not floating out there waiting for somebody to get him a puck. He's playing a game.
Well, Tarasenko scores early in the third. Now it's a one-goal game. That was that close call by Maroon on the puck handling adventure, I guess we'll call it.
That's kind.
How big then is the response you get from the TLC line there that comes out?
Well, I've answered questions about our ability to close games out and hold leads, and the playoffs are an opportunity for everybody to start over and then build, and that was an important step for us today because we took a lead into a third period, something that we have done over the year, and we're brilliant at last year, shutting it down and closing it out. So it's a good confidence booster.
Can I get your thoughts as well on Connor, how you thought he played in goal, and you felt like that was a bit of a turn for him, that he's on the winning side of a game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Canada, so I got to be careful. He was good. Like, we didn't need him to be the best player on our team because when you throw up six, you've got a little bit of a cushion there. But there's three or four saves in that third period that are big-time saves that just keep the bench a little bit loose. And so that's what you need him. When you give him an opportunity of 13 shots through two, you know, and it's a tough game, sit there a bit. He's been good at that, closing it out.
You haven't said as much recently, but you have said in the past, you know, holding leads sometimes is about getting that next goal rather than keeping them from scoring. So is clearly that happened tonight. Is that a mindset thing, more like keep the team on its toes rather than back on its heels?
So I'm going to say yes, but not related to how we played the third. I think there's another place we can go with our game in the third period. But I mean, we are a certain style. It's not an offense. We're a good skating team. Sitting on a lead in the third period does us no good. It takes our best asset away from our game, and that's our speed, pressure game in the offensive zone. I think we can do a better job of that.
Kevin, you said he challenged himself to have the puck more.
No, he was moving better, had the puck more. I think his wingers helped that, but he was driving a little more physically involved in the game. He's got a good set of hands on him. He gets up to speed. He can make plays in traffic and take pucks down the wall, so that was a good step for him.
It's obviously good because 2-1 is better than 3-0, but is it also particularly vindicating to know that if the Jets play right all the way through, you can get those, like, you get the bounce, you can get the
comeback? You know what, that's a true statement of anyone, but I just want to be careful with the idea that if you just play your game, you're beating the St. Louis Blues. It was a good hockey team. They play a hard game. They play well. They're going to be real good in game four. We had the right mindset. We played well. We got a few bounces around the net, and then it's back to zeros when we hit that game in 2 days.
Thank you.